lot of these answers are only answered in the Bible. The knowledge of the tree of good and evil. The Bible said, I will put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Seeds reference DNA. Different species. DNA carries all our genetic material to reproduce a species, but if DNA is split, what would be the result? Who made the pyramids? Where did they come from? Were these the sons of God mentioned in the Bible? Did they bring the code of death? Did they split our DNA? Did they duplicate our DNA, and did they add their own DNA? The Bible tells a story in Genesis 6. It says that they did. It says the fallen angels had sex with human women and created the Nephilim. Who were they? Who is the Nephilim? What is the end result? Is the end result a kingdom that's divided against itself? The book of Daniel tells us another clue. It said the last kingdom, they shall mix themselves with the seed of men. What would...
I'm going to pause it there for just a moment, okay? Just, I want you to think about this. Okay, so all these church buildings have triangular pitches with a circle right in the middle. It's the all-seeing eye. Did you think that was the all-seeing eye of the Lord God from heaven? It's the serpent from the pit on all these churches, all the churches you're about to see, all these strip centers, you know, like malls, they'll have circles right in the dead center of all these pitch roofs. There won't be any vents there. There'll just be a circle. Why? Because it's like a hive, and it just is the outward manifestation of the hive. So if you can't see that you're in their hive, you are not. It'd be hard to believe you're born again. So you see that right there? That's the all-seeing eye from the pit. Okay, now, here we go. Let's go.
Nephilim, what is the end result? Said the last kingdom.
They shall mingle themselves.
Themselves with the seed of men. What would be the outward manifestation of this?
There's the outward manifestation.
Sign, something we could see with our own eyes right in front of our face. So obvious, hidden in plain sight, that it became invisible right in front of our faces as we walk around in a deep sleep, unable to see it, unable to recognize it. Would this be the recombinant DNA putting back together of another species, one mixed with another? Who are they? Who are we? Where are we going as a species? This video is to answer those questions, and the only answers are in the Bible. Are we the Bnei Elohim? Are we a kingdom divided? Are the wars within us? Isaiah said, those who try and hide their plans from the Lord are doomed. They carry out their schemes in secret. Think no one will see them or know what they are doing. They turn everything upside down.
Okay, here we go. Pause out for a moment because I want you to see this is This is supernatural, guys. So Isaiah said, surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. Watch. Okay, there's the sheep I've shown you earlier. So there's the teardrop coming out of the eye. There's the eye of the sheep. There's the nose of the sheep. There's the tongue of the sheep. Let me ask you a question. Why in the world, how in the world was I able to draw that in? How? Then I saw people like the Groks and other people that are self-appointed lunatics that thought that they could draw in what the Lord had given me. It was absurd. The greatest threat to the truth is not a lie. It's some variation of the truth. So they would take a hieroglyph that the Lord God gave me to decrypt that had an agenda of a serpent race destroying a sheep race, and they would plug in absolute insane nonsense, only to destroy the work that the Lord was having me do, leading other people astray. Shame on you. Now, that's a dead sheep. Pay attention. That was half the face of the devil. Now you have half devil, half sheep upside down. I'm going to pause that for a moment. Do you see that right here? That's the eye of the python. This is the nose of the python. This is that going down the head. This is the stripe on the body of the python, and it just goes down. And can you imagine that that whole thing is the body of the child in the lap of the queen, and the python is really eating the kid, and that's why there's a break from the torso to the rest of the body going up, because that's where the end of the face of the python is. And the kid is really going into the mouth of a python. Just stop and think about that. Do you understand how insane that is? Or, I mean, how come? I've sent this to ancient aliens. Why aren't those guys just freaking out of their minds? Is it possible? What if? I just handed them the absolute proof of what the human race is. Never heard back. I'm going to pause it right here. This is so important that people see what this is. That's an eye, and that's an eye, and this is the open mouth. And it's a person being consumed by three different serpents from different angles. And just to be able to see it is impossible. But I can see the whole thing. Why am I able to see all this? Do you not think it's there?
When you go to approach the Lord and you don't know what to pray, two things you do, you wait or you worship. Psalm 80:18 says, quicken us and we will call unto you. That quickening allows you to respond in a way that's spiritual. Or you worship, it puts your focus totally on Jesus. It stills the soul, quiets the soul so that you can hear the Holy Spirit. So if you're having trouble starting in prayer, just be still and wait or worship. One of those two will help you get started. If you'll make a commitment to daily prayer right now, type prayer first in the comment section.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is Hidden Attitudes, and this word was posted April 24th, 2023. Be careful, my children, of the hidden attitudes in your heart. The ones you scarcely notice now can become big problems for you later. Out of the heart, your mouth will speak, and often at inopportune times. Examine the dark corners of your heart carefully when you are alone with me. Ask me, and I will reveal to you what is hiding there. Give to me all I find, and I will help you correct those things that displease me. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
In some scary videos on TikTok, such as this one posted by BigCountry747, it's the sounds rather than the sights that send shivers down viewers' spines. In the dark of night, even the smallest sound can put our nerves on edge. We listen closely, attempting to discern the cause, hoping that it's merely the usual sounds of a house settling or wind blowing through the trees. However, in this video, it seems unlikely that the sounds could be caused by anything so innocent. The video begins with blurry, darkened shots of some out-of-the-way location late at night. From the first moments of the footage, the camera moves erratically, making it difficult to see what's going on. However, the details of the location are less important than the sounds that echo through the air.
What the actual f*** is that? Done for the night, but I guess not.
As the camera pans around, desperately searching for the source of the sounds, we hear blood-curdling screams coming from somewhere in the distance.
Guess not. I don't know what the f*** that is, but I ain't getting the f*** out.
It sounds as if whoever's making the horrifying noises is either in terrible pain or dreadfully afraid. Whatever the cause of these spine-chilling screams might be, it's unlikely to be anything good. The man recording the video can be heard expressing his fears, stating that he plans to leave the area as soon as possible. It's probably a smart move on his part to run for it before the source of this eerie sound comes for him.
What the actual f*** is that? But I ain't getting the f*** out. Nope.
Burt Reynolds was a very famous actor. He's seen here, featured on a magazine cover. So how do you get on magazine covers again? You hide your hand in your coat, the way a Freemason would do. Brothers and sisters, everyone else watching, thank you for your thoughts and prayers. Thank you for walking with me with the Lord. God bless you, everyone.
Pastor Tom, and I'm with these folks here. You see all these folks? They've been here for a conference near Austin, Texas. We're in Round Rock, Texas. And we three and me are going to go out and pray for people, right?
This is Vicky. And introduce yourself.
My name is Lisa.
Lisa. And Lisa...
We're in the way.
Lisa...
Come here, Ella.
Lisa's just telling us right now that she has pain in her knee.
I do. In
which
my left
knee?
And then my right hip also. But
so you got two pains.
I do have two pains.
So Lisa... Really? Thank you. So, Lisa, what's the pain level in your knee? 1 through 10?
Probably a 5.
5, okay.
Yeah.
What's the pain level in your hip?
Probably a 3.
Okay. So the knee's worse. It's your left knee.
Yes.
So Vicky here is going to pray for you.
Okay.
And Jesus is going to take your pain away.
Okay.
But I ask you to do two things.
Yes.
Just relax and don't pray.
Okay.
And number two, be absolutely honest with the results.
I will.
Vicky, are you ready? Is it okay if Vicky puts her hand on you?
Yes, it is.
Put your hand on this knee. And it's about a, what did we say?
A 5 for
5.
The knee.
5.
So in the name of Jesus, we command this knee, this arthritis, this pain, whatever's in it, for it to be gone in the name of Jesus.
Now, Vicky, throw in the word. I like to do
what
this.
Am I
throw in the word now.
Now.
Because it could say, how about next week? No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
How about now?
Now.
Now, just keep your hand there. This is the part where you just don't think.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Lisa. Totally honest. Walk around. Move your leg. Lisa.
It's gone. It's gone.
Oh my goodness, praise
and
the Lord.
And my hip also.
Your hip is gone?
My hip.
The hip is gone too?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Now,
Lord.
Vicky, is that your first time doing that?
Yes.
Now, Vicky told me she goes to a Baptist church, but they're progressive because they're talking about the Holy Spirit now.
Yes,
now, Vicky, you got something to take back home, don't you?
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Well,
amen. Amen. Now, Lisa already knows Jesus, so
I do,
amen. Give all the praise to Jesus.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Nice job here.
And what's your name?
Shale.
Shale?
Yep.
Okay. And we asked her if she had any pain. She says she has pain all over her body, as well as heart pain. But you said your arms hurt, your legs hurt. Okay. So, Shale, what's your pain level 1 through 10?
About a 6.
Okay. This is significant. All right. Faith. This is Faith.
Hi.
So, can she put her hand right here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's your name.
It's Shale.
Shale.
Okay, so now here's what's going to happen, Shale, is you're not going to pray, you're going to let her pray, and then you're just going to be relaxed and receive, and then you're going to be totally honest with the results, okay?
All right.
So we know, kind of in an overall way, you got it, about a level 6 pain.
Right?
All of them.
Yep.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. Jesus is going to take your pain away, and you just got to receive it, okay? And then you don't have to do anything, but just be there, okay? So, Faith, you ready to pray?
I'm ready to pray.
You know what to say?
I think so.
All right, so you just relax. Go right ahead, Faith.
First of all, I thank you for...
Shale.
Yep. And this is an encounter arranged by God.
Yeah.
And I am going to now speak to the whole pain.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, I'm speaking to this pain in Shell's body, and I'm saying to it, you do not belong there. Be gone and go now.
Please. Just, you know what to do now. Just hold on for a second. Okay, now Shell, totally honest, move around, look for the pain, and tell me what the pain level is. Look for it. Do you have any pain right now, Shale, in your body?
Actually, I have minimal pain.
Do you have any? Do you, like,
let me hold that for
it was
you.
A,
you can really
it was
around.
A 6. What is it now?
Probably like a 1.
1. There we go.
All right.
All right. We're going to get rid of that.
Right, okay.
One more time. Here, I'll hold that.
Okay.
You go ahead and put your hand on her shoulder.
All right.
Now, you just relax. Here we go.
Thank you so much. Of course, I knew you would hear us, and I knew you would answer our asking, actually our commanding, because you've given us
the
power to do that. And so we want complete healing. We want no pain in this body, and we have every right to expect that. So in Jesus' name, I speak to what's left, the little bit that's left, and tell it, you too, get out, and get out now.
Yeah, and now I'm going to have you add, she has... of heart pain because of people who have died. So pray for her heart.
Oh, yeah. That heart pain. I thought that was physical.
No, that's physical, and she has both. She has both.
Oh, you got a heartache.
So go right ahead.
Broken heart.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand broken heart.
Go right ahead. Pray for that right now.
I'm praying now for your sweet, beautiful, loving heart that is broken now and hurting because of people who are not around her. And Jesus, I know you can touch her. You can give her total peace and filled with that love that comes from you.
Yeah.
So that she will not be missing those people, but really be rejoicing that she had them in her life.
Yeah.
Give her peace and heal her heart and give her joy back. Jesus. Ask that now.
Amen. Amen. Now, Shell, you go ahead and look for the pain. Look for it.
You know, I think I've been healed.
There you go. Amen. Here you go, Shell. Here you go, Shell.
Ei tullutkaan sitä pistosta. Oh, yes. You will be successful. Sergeant, what? No.